Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast where we're studying the book of Romans. We're in chapter 9. In the previous episode, we looked at verses 9 through 13, where Paul talks about the promise made to Sarah that Isaac would be the son, and then Rebecca got pregnant with twins, and God chose Jacob over Esau, and we talked about the dynamics of that. Now, before we go any further into this specific episode, I just want to give a little bit of personal perspective on the process of interpretation, ultimately trying to make some application. I think I may have mentioned it in the first episode when we started into chapter 9. I'm maybe going to repeat it a couple of times because I think it's important for us to understand, especially when we looked at a passage like we looked at in the previous episode about the choosing of Jacob and Esau. And Paul's going to continue along that line of discussion, and people start looking at these passages and they pick up different aspects of them and they develop doctrines or convictions about the nature of God and how He deals with all people. I want to give a little bit of caution there. This is now Cliff. This is my personal perspective. You don't have to agree, but I think we have to use a lot of judgment, sound judgment, in how we choose to approach passages of Scripture that, for example, Paul is writing that are giving an historical narrative in order to prove an ultimate point, versus passages of Scripture where Paul is making direct teaching and application to the Christian life. A lot of what we looked at so far in Romans, all the way through, especially Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8, Paul makes direct application to very important themes, very important truths. The relationship that we have with God based on faith in Christ, that we are now righteous and we are now dead to sin. We are now dead to the law. We now walk by the Spirit. These are instructive teaching passages that give us truth on which to build our lives. Now, chapter 9, as Paul goes into this long discussion, chapters 9, 10, and 11, about Israel, about his understanding of God's dealing with Israel, it doesn't have a lot of specific application to our lives as Christians. Now, it can edify us, and I think it's important for us to understand passages like this, but I think we have to be careful not to pick up out of passages like this specific elements of the narrative and say, oh, that's how God deals with people all the time. And what I'm saying in that is we have to use a little bit of restraint. We can't just come and say, oh, see, God chose Jacob over Esau, and God still does that today. He sovereignly chooses some over others. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all, because I don't think God is a capricious God. I don't think He just makes random choices one over the other. He did it because He had a purpose, and He did it in that historical instant. It's not something necessarily that He's going to do over and over and over, or that we can come along and say, oh, we can use this passage to pin this on God as part of His modus operandi with everybody. So I just want to throw that in there, because I think there's several verses in these chapters that have been picked up and used with the wrong intention or used with the wrong application. Let me put it that way. And I think they can be taken out of context and kind of conflated into a bigger application that goes beyond where Paul ever intended it to go. Okay, so that's my little extra as we start this episode today. So let's look at verse 14. He says, what shall we say then? Remember, Paul's asked this question throughout the book of Romans. He makes a point, he finishes his point, and then he asks a question. What do we say to this? Well, what do we say to what? Well, what he just said about Jacob and Esau. What do we say then about God choosing Jacob over Esau, about it starting back with Abraham and him giving him a promise of a son, and Isaac coming and marrying Rebekah and her getting pregnant with twins, and then God choosing one of the twins over the other before they're ever born for no reason, not based on their performance, but only based on His choosing. What do we say then? Is there injustice with God? See, Paul's answering the very question that goes through some of our minds. So when we read this, we say, wait, why did he choose Jacob over Esau? Well, he's not unjust in what he does. He says, again, may it never be. That's one of Paul's favorite strong statements. Remember back in Romans chapter 6, shall we continue to sin so that grace may increase? No, may it never be. And this is exactly what he's saying here. God is not unjust. He's not some random God who just does things that for no reason at all that are just unjust. No, he has purpose. He had purpose in the choosing of Jacob. And then he goes on in verse 15. Look what he says. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So he's just saying, I'm God, and I have the prerogative to make these choices, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Remember why? Because he has a purpose. It's not some random thing that God's doing. God is not a random God. He is a very calculated God. He's a loving, caring God, and he's moving things through the historical timeline with great precision and great purpose. And in the process of telling us this, Paul picks up a verse that God spoke to Moses, and he reminds us he will do what he wants to do. So then, it does not depend on man who wills or man who runs, but on God who has mercy. Remember, God is a merciful God. He's a good God. He's a loving God. And everything he's doing out of his mercy for man. It doesn't have to do with us. It has to do with God. Verse 17. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, now what is he going to turn his discussion to Pharaoh for? He's giving an illustration. He's saying, just like with Pharaoh, God chooses what he chooses to use. He takes an evil Pharaoh in order to accomplish his purposes. He says, for this very purpose, I raised you up. He was actually working through this pagan Pharaoh in order to bring about and to show his power, and that my name might be proclaimed throughout the whole earth. So then he has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires. Now, we're going to talk more about this idea of hardening when we move through into the next episode, get further down into this passage. But just listen to what Paul's saying. He's simply saying God has the prerogative to do what he does in his choosing for his purpose based on his mercy. And in that process, things will happen that from our perspective, they look very random. They look like they don't reflect a good God or a just God. And Paul says you have to eliminate that line of thinking. You can't go there. Honestly, you have to just show restraint and say, you know what? I'm looking at things from a human perspective. I can't do that. God has a higher perspective. He has a higher means, a higher process. He is going somewhere and he knows what he's doing and he's merciful in what he's doing. Just think about that as we approach the end of this episode. Are there any areas in your life where you have brought God into question because of the way that you see things? Maybe we need to repent. And repent, I simply mean change the way we're thinking about God. God has great purpose in everything that happens, and we need to rest in the goodness of his purpose and in his mercy in doing what he does in order to bring that purpose about. He's a good God, so be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.